Ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Kelly. Welcome to the DDJ Show, where it's all about speaking and preaching the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, RIP to Vontae Davis. Damn. Ladies and gentlemen, there was no foul play. Man, I remember Vontae Davis, man. Damn, that sucks. Somebody said they was at his house. I don't know if they was doing some work or something. But they found Vontae Davis dead. Unconscious. You know what? Somebody said, did he take the jab? Did the vax get him? Y'all know the COVID vaccine. You know, if it's no foul play, what else could it be? Was his health good? I mean, did they do a, you know how CSI, how you, the motherfuckers to do the autopsy, you know, when somebody's dead and they do like an autopsy, they try to find out what the hell was wrong with them, why they passed away, how was their health, all that shit, you know. I'm thinking it had to have been that COVID vaccine. It's taking everybody out. Slowly but surely. Some people are still here. And some people, one by one, ended up dead. Now, if they can't find no cause of death and there's no foul play, it had to be the damn COVID. Because there was another football player. This motherfucker was in his bed and they found him dead. He was going through some health issues. Seems like the COVID vaccine is sneaking up on motherfuckers unaware. You don't know when it's going to hit you, but it'll get you. When you're not even thinking about it. You know, some people still live it and some people are not living. You know, it's funny that how people were so loud on recruiting, asking people to take the COVID vaccine, get the shot. We know what it would do to do. We know what COVID would do to you if you don't take the shot. Yeah, they was pushing that shit on people. Take the COVID vaccine. Take the COVID vaccine. But for me, I said I will take the name of Jesus over any COVID vaccine on any day. You know. See, the problem with the world today is they disregard anything about the Lord Jesus Christ. Anything God say, some things they don't approve of. They don't agree with. They don't like. Some things they like. They try to use the word of God and God when it's convenient for them. That's the way the world acts today. The world problem is they disregard anything the Lord says, anything about religion, but when it comes to man and it's approved by the FDA, whatever the hell, medical doctor and scientist, they agree on it. That's what it is. So when it comes to your Christianity, your beliefs, they don't care about that. They like, oh, we already know what the COVID would do to you if you don't take it. Nobody wants to hear about religion. Disregard anything about your religion, Christianity, anything about that. But they approve anything a man says. Like I said, I'm going to say it again. I never took the shot. I broke down. I was going to take it. But then I broke down. And I was talking to a friend. And I told her about I had in my family, we had heart problems, you know, issues. And she said, don't you got a problem? Something wrong with you? No. She said, don't take it. And I broke down. I didn't take it. No. Like I said, I would take the name of Jesus over any COVID vaccine. And I'm like this. COVID vaccine, hell, if I die, I die. I ain't scared. If it sneak up and get me, I'm going, I'm out. The Lord knows I'm ready to go. I would take the name of Jesus over any COVID vaccine. That's how strong my belief is in the name Jesus. See, but people today would disregard anything. When it comes to religion, they take man. They take the COVID vaccine over the Lord Jesus. Yes, they approve the vaccine. Talk about, oh, if you don't take it, you would if you get it. If you get COVID, it's going to be worse and you're going to die. There's people who got the COVID shot and they still dead. They still died. One old man took the first shot. He was good. Took the second one, he died. Some people got the shot and it messed them up mentally, physically, all that. Yeah. You know, I said, hey, I would take the name of Jesus over any COVID vaccine. Now, Vontae Davis is gone. Somebody said, did he get the jab? He probably did. More like it. And they can't find any foul play, no nothing. You know? And people, some of the athletes are just dropping dead. There was a guy in the, some foreign guy, who's he, a soccer guy, just dropped dead. It was that motherfucking COVID vaccine. It's still creeping up on motherfuckers. You know what I said years ago? I said, watch. Y'all gonna take that shit and it's gonna deteriorate and it's gonna take your ass out. Watch. And look at what's happened. Motherfuckers are dropping like flies. And they don't know what the hell is wrong with them. They just, some people are passing out. Some people are just being found dead after they took that damn COVID shot. Okay, I'm gonna move on from this topic, ladies and gentlemen. But have y'all noticed how loud they were on TV about taking a COVID shot? But soon as people take the shot, end up mysteriously dying, end up found dead. You know how quiet the motherfuckers is? They don't say shit. Shit is crazy, man. Now, let me get on to LSU. And what's that? UConn? Who would they go up against? Well, anyway, damn, LSU. What the hell happened? But you know what? Andrew Reese got injured. I didn't see that shit. You know, I missed that. But, as I was scrolling Twitter /X, I saw that she got injured. So ever since she got injured, I believe she was out of it. You know, she couldn't, you know, shoot the ball right. No, she wasn't running that good. You know, once you get injured, twist your ankle or some shit, that will slow you down. Injuries do slow you down. That will fuck up your game. So shout out to Angel Reese. I think she should just go pro, you know. Enough of that. She won a championship last year, you know. She beat a Caitlyn. You know, Caitlyn was trying to, she was hugging, you know, the other team. She was hugging LSU and then, you know, high-fiving and the other females. You know, sisters, they just kept walking past her like, we ain't got nothing to say to you, you know. But it was so loud in the other game and shit, you know. Motherfuckers lose the game, you know, they quiet as a motherfucker, you know. Shit, they ain't got shit to say now. I'm like, damn, LSU, what the hell happened, y'all? But shout out to Angel Reese, just go pro, you did enough. You won a motherfucking ring, you know. Shit, you know, it's all good. But you know what, I'm thinking, Caitlin Clark, she got hers coming. She gonna run up against another team and they gonna probably whoop her ass. She gonna get sent home and then she gonna see what it feel like, just like LSU. Watch. Yeah. Now that was a sight and damn game, but damn, I wanted Angel Reese to win. I'm like, what the hell happened? Damn, shit. You know what, go Lakers, man. The West, it's a tough motherfucker right now. The Western Conference standings, ladies and gentlemen, that motherfucker is tough and tight. Shit, it's better than the damn East Coast. Everybody, when it comes to the middle of the damn Western Conference, down towards the bottom, just about before 11, right there. Everybody in the midsection, in the middle, got the same damn record. Now, y'all can't say shit about the Lakers. Hell, shoot, everybody got the same motherfucking record. They either got the same record or a game up or a game behind. Shit is crazy. It is the wild, wild west, y'all. Shit is really wild in the west. Hell, it's better than the damn East Coast. Shit. Ain't nothing happening in the east. Man, it's rough. It's tough in the motherfucking west, ladies and gentlemen. Go Lakers. Hey, we looking good. Forget that game Friday night. You know, Indiana bounced back. They got us slipping. But, you know, we got the Brooklyn Nets. It's all good, you know. Shit. Go Lakers. The Western Conference standings, ladies and gentlemen, is looking great. And I'm loving it. Now, let me go on down to Let me talk about the WWE. Now, the Bloodline. Now, y'all saw what The Rock did to Cody Rhodes, beating him to death with a motherfucking belt and all that shit. You know, it's a storyline segment. That's all it is, you know. I'm looking at him and the Bloodline. I'm like, that shit they doing, the motherfuckers can't do out on the street. They'll get fucked up for real. It's a storyline segment. You know, if I was in a WWE, I would have went off script. I can't do that shit. Oh, hell no. Now, I went to wrestling school back in the day. And I told them where I come from, we fight for real. But they were saying, no, you're learning wrestling. You're supposed to make it look real. And all this shit. Now, I'm a mixed martial artist, motherfucker. We fight for real. We don't do that fake shit, but, you know, I'm learning how to wrestle and all that shit, doing bumps and all that bullshit, you know, gotta make it look real, all that shit, you know, the WWE is number storyline segments, that's all it is, you know, they work on something, keep it going, you know, that's all it is, you know, the Bloodline and the Rock, they some bad, tough motherfuckers are dominating in that damn ring, they wouldn't be able to do that shit out in the street, they get fucked up for real. Like I said, I couldn't be in that motherfucker. I go off the script. You gonna beat me to death with a fucking belt? Hell fucking nah. I'm gonna make sure. I'm gonna fuck you up. I'm gonna break some fucking bones. I'm gonna make sure. I'm gonna maim your ass. Your ass gonna be handicapped for real. And that's some real shit. You know, they can do what the fuck they do in the WWE, but they can't pull that shit out on the motherfucking streets. You feel me? And that's some real shit, ladies and gentlemen. You know, you got Roman Reigns, Bloodline, yeah. Yeah, I'm a tribal chief. Then you got The Rock. Now I'm calling people punks and this and that. And hey, listen to me, you punk. Vince McMahon Jr. Shit. But you know, at the time, I wish Stephanie McMahon or Shane McMahon was there. Fire his ass. You know, I think he abused his power, you know. Shit. I mean, Vince did some shit, but the motherfucker owned a fucking company, you know. Now The Rock coming his punk ass in that motherfucker. I like The Rock, but I don't know, man. I think he went a little too far. But you know what? I think Cody Rhodes let The Rock get the best of him. Damn it! He need to beat his ass the same way. Eye for eye, tooth for tooth. What goes around comes around. I hope. Man, they need. I mean, I hate it when somebody get their ass beat the hell up. But when it comes time to go against their opponent, it seemed like they be holding back. You better stump a motherfucking mud hole up in their ass. Push both foot knee deep in their ass. Beat the dog shit out of them. Fuck them up. That's what I want Cody Rhodes to do. When it comes to the Bloodline, Roman Reigns, Rock, Seth Rollins, y'all need to fuck them up. And I mean fuck them straight up. Real fucking bad. You see the motherfuckers ain't don't hold no punches. When you go, don't be taking it easy on their ass. I mean, fuck them up real bad. Violate their ass. Give them an ass beat so motherfucking bad, they'll be out of action for a fucking couple of months. That's what I'm talking about. Shit. Send the motherfuckers on vacation. Shit. Man, for real though. If I was in WWE, man, I would have went off the script. Fuck that shit. I don't like that shit. Them storylines, hell fucking nah. Hell fucking nah. You know, real talk. If the Bloodline was doing that shit on the motherfucking street, they would have got fucked up. They would have really got murked. For real. They would have got their ass fucked up for real. Yeah, you keep that shit in the motherfucking WWE. You can't plan to do that shit on the street. You can't pull that shit out on the street. You know, that's real shit. Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, let me move on to the next segment. I knew y'all women out there like zesty men. Yes, I knew y'all like zesty men because y'all like them motherfucking Kool-Aid booty, sweet, feminine motherfuckers. Yeah, y'all like them type of men. Y'all don't like no strong black men, aggressive men. Yeah, y'all call that abusive. I knew y'all women out there like a zesty men. Ladies, tell me. After you get done fucking him with the strap on in the ass, what do y'all do? Do y'all paint each other nails and try on panties and shit? I wonder, what do y'all do? I knew y'all motherfuckers like a zesty man, you know? It's true. There's motherfuckers that zesty got kids. I mean, ladies, what do you do with a zesty man? Paint each other motherfucking nails? what do y'all do? Try on panties, G-strings. You fuck them in the ass with a strap on. So y'all like zesty men, huh? Y'all don't like them manly, man. Yeah, y'all like them sweet Kool-Aid booty motherfuckers. Y'all like them zesty men. The motherfuckers y'all can walk all over like a fucking doormat. Y'all don't like no strong black men. That's too fucking aggressive for you, huh? You like them sweet Kool-Aid booty faggot motherfuckers, huh? Niggas is rich who wear motherfucking nail polish and put on makeup and shit. Yeah, well, I know what kind of men y'all like. Y'all like zesty men. The motherfucking strong, black, hard-working, aggressive men. Yeah, that's too hard for y'all. Y'all call that abusive. Y'all like zesty men because to y'all women out there, they like dating another woman. They like being lesbian, huh? Y'all like, that's what it's like, huh? They like dating bitches. Yeah, y'all women out there like zesty men, Kool-Aid booty motherfuckers on the down low, who wear panties, who paint they fucking nails, who ready to get a strap on they fucking ass. Yeah, y'all don't like aggressive, y'all don't like hard working, educated motherfuckers, strong black men, strong black fathers. Y'all don't like that shit. Y'all don't like a dominant black man. Y'all gotta have them feminine, sweet, faggot-ass, Kool-Aid booty motherfuckers that paint their nails like y'all do, like some bitches, huh? Yeah, I know. I knew y'all like a zesty man, ladies. I knew y'all like a zesty man because y'all be the motherfuckers that be defending them. Like, okay, we got, what, Kellette Williams? Motherfucker painting his nails, wearing lipstick and shit. And y'all see that chick on ESPN on that segment? What's her name? Well, anyway, with the white dude, whatever, and she was defending him. So, oh, his toenail phone is pink, or this pink, and she was, why is people, what's it, why are they so, I'm like, bitch, shut the fuck up. I'm just saying, this is my motherfucking podcast, and I'm unfiltered on this motherfucker. I ain't famous. Fuck your fucking feelings. I'm gonna say what the fuck I want on my motherfucking podcast without biting my fucking tongue. You feel me? See, I knew y'all like a zesty man because y'all women out there be the main motherfuckers always defending them. Yeah, y'all always defending them fruit booty, Kool-Aid booty motherfuckers. Y'all lay up and have babies with them and shit. Yeah, for real. Like I said, it's my motherfucking show. It's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Cali, and thank you for tuning in to the DDJ show, where it's all about speaking and preaching the truth straight up. Shit, it's that unfiltered shit. Not like the rest of these phony motherfuckers, you know, who could get canceled in a blink of an eye, who will lose their fucking page, their fucking sponsor, their fucking show, who had to kiss everybody's ass. Oh, phony motherfuckers. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I like them zesty men. Yeah, I know about y'all women out there. Now, Ludacris was saying, Cat Williams. The comments, you know, shit he was saying on the club, Shay, Ludacris said was laughable. Whoop the fucking dude, shut your ass up, Ludacris. Oh, washed up motherfucker has been. Of course, whatever Cat Williams was saying is laughable to you. Especially, usually, when somebody is telling the truth, everything is laughable. Everybody's fucking offended. Of course, duh, motherfucker, duh, of course. Of course it's laughable. Of course motherfuckers is mad. Of course y'all motherfuckers are offended. Because y'all some phony motherfuckers. You know, y'all don't like real shit. Y'all accept fake phony motherfuckers. Anytime somebody start telling the truth, y'all got a fucking problem with it. That's the way these celebrities are. When people spill the truth about motherfuckers, they all get offended. And you know the shit got to be true. Cause everybody mad than a motherfucker. Everybody got something to say. Ain't that some shit? They don't like the truth. They delight in lies. You know, you can't tell the truth today. Shit, once you start telling the truth, motherfuckers either want to kill you or cancel you. That's the way they work in this coward world. We live in, ladies and gentlemen, we are living in a cancel culture coward world. Everybody's a rat, snake, and snitch. You know, you got motherfuckers that run their mouth in Hollywood. Say shit. They stick their foot in their mouth. When they get threatened, oh, we gonna cancel you. Then they apologize and start kissing ass after they stick their foot in their fucking mouth. That's your Hollywood ladies and gentlemen. That's some real fucking shit. A lot of people get offended by the truth. That's why they like to hush motherfuckers. Keep them quiet. Shit. Or we go, they like this. Oh, you better be quiet. Shut up and do whatever you're doing. Or we're going to pay you more money. Or we're going to cancel you. The fuck are they with that cancel culture bullshit? They love to threaten motherfuckers. Got some pussy ass shit today. They like to give you the world. Then you do some shit and start trying to speak the truth. Then they want to cancel you. Ain't that some shit? That's some real fucking shit. Fuck Ludacris. Oh, washed up motherfucker. He ain't banging no more. He was cool until we started talking shit about Cat Williams. Talking about we was talking about was laughable. Shut your dumb ass up, motherfucker. He got the right down name, Ludacris. Nigga, you sound a Ludacris, motherfucker. Especially when somebody is telling the truth. Of course, shit is laughable. Yeah, it's laughable, huh? Yeah. I bet, you know, let me go back to, oh yeah, he did clown 6ix9ine. Okay, but that motherfucker deserve it, you know? But now you gonna clown Cat Williams for speaking the truth? Talking about, oh, what he was talking about was laughable. Shut your dumb ass up. He got, Ludacris got the right name because that motherfucker right now is sounding ludicrous. Ladies and gentlemen, well, it's your hostess with the mostest, and thank you for tuning in to the DDJ show, where it's all about speaking and preaching the truth, folks. Make sure y'all check me out on Instagram, my videos and shit. I'm Mr. Kelly. Just type in MISTACALII. That's MISTACALII. You can't miss me. I'm verified. Y'all go check out the content, videos and shit on my motherfucking page on Instagram. Until then, next time, folks, I'm out. Peace. Thank you.